Hello, how's everybody doing? This is your host, Reverend General Stovall, with the number five mics. I know I have told you that I would come back and do a thriller reading of the scriptures from Romans, and you'll get a better understanding of what I mean when I say thriller, because it's very heavy reading. And, well, it gives us something to really think about if we be honest with ourselves. Without further ado, let me begin reading Romans 1. I'm going to be starting at the 15th verse. And you guys got to forgive me. I've been putting this off for some reason or another, but I'm going to say this. In order for us to nation build, to connect, to come together, to bring our time, talents, resources together, I'm going to need you to do your very best, whether it is social media, word of mouth, time, talent, resources. I need to hear from you, and I need to hear from you quickly. We're wrapping up another year, another decade. Time is flying by. We must seize the opportunity now. Now is the time for all men and women to wake up to a greater sense of what's greater and more bigger than me is in us. And beyond. Romans chapter 1, starting at the 15th verse. So as much as I in me is, I'm ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. And the internet, the USA, the worlds, the nations. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek, and also to the African, and also to the German, also to the Chinaman, also to the Asian, the Eskimo, the Philippine, Sweden, all of Europe, all of Russia, all who believe. Verse 17, For there is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness, because that which may be known of God is manifested in them, for God hath showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even the his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, because but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like the incorruptible, corruptible man, and to birds, and four-footed beast, and to creeping things. They made these statues of everything, refusing to obedience. I want my maple and I want it now. You know, that attitude. I stopped at verse 23 and I'll continue on with verse 24. But how do I say this? Wherever you are in this universe and space and time, and land and sea, wherever you're listening, you have caught this broadcast. It's not by accident. You have to make the choice to follow through. Connect with me. Join forces. Do what you do best. As there's a commercial that says, just do it. Verse 24, wherefore God also gave, my goodness, he gave them up to their uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. Verse 25, you can check the book. I'm not making this up. I'm just reading scriptures from the Holy Bible. If you're convicted, if something's happening, if he says, it also says in its words that the Bible is quick, sharp, like a two-edged sword, and cut
through the dividing, the marrow of the bone.
Verse 25, Romans chapter 1, verse 25. Who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshiped and served the creature. Oh, baby, I'll die for you. You know. Wow. I got excited over the it's a fact. Oh my God, we don't want to face some things. But it says, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worship and served the creature more than the creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. In other words, if you're caught up and you are worshiping idol or a man or a woman or a boy or a girl or a car or a house or a dog or a horse or money or your sheep or your cow. Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, for even, oh my, I must read this. Come closer. Hear this. Closer. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use unto that which is against nature. 27, and likewise also the men, having the natural use of the women, burned in their lust. Burned, it says. Hot all bothered. In their lust, one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was met. My God. That was happening with the men, and it was happening with the women. Remember, this is not new. Remember, don't get all bent out of shape about it. I'm reading the scripture to you. And remember, if your faith, let's go all the way back to the beginning of where there was Sodom and Gomorrah. Lot got up out, and homegirl, his wife, look back. Something was going on back there. Help me out. That's what I believe. That she could. They said, "Don't look back." After a certain while, you understand right is right and wrong right. This ain't feeling right. This ain't right no kind of way. It don't feel right. It don't sound right. It I'm confusing folks you know, come on. Come on. Look. I will always love you. Says the Lord, I will always love you. And so will I. But I am only the messenger. He is the judge. There is another day coming. A day like no other day, not like the days that we wake up and we year in and year out, ups and downs, successes. We closed great deals and bought diamonds and gold and cars and condos and lofts and yachts and boats and traveled the world first class and extra class and bought our own jets and planes, and there's a greater day coming, greater than the most exciting day here on earth, because hey, that's gonna be the supernatural daddy coming. Let me finish this. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. Covenanted, I'm sorry. Being filled with all unrighteousness. Okay, here we go. Here's the thriller part now. I guess you say, what? We already got a thrill from the you breaking things down early. Well, we have to understand that we have a choice. It was him who's going to snatch you from the darkness, from the grips of the dark one himself. Help me, Lord, for not saying something. I know I... Here we go. 29. Being filled. With all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, deceit, debate, malignity. Now, I looked that up. That means you just say no good, evil, wicked. You can't help yourself from doing wrong. God, help that person, whoever that, if there is such a one, help him. When you just evil all the time, just evil all the time. Whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud boasters, inventors of evil things. You sit around thinking evil stuff, trying to create evil stuff in your mind, trying to figure out some dirt you can talk on about. Come on. Disobedient to parents. Without the understanding. Covenant breakers, without natural affections, and placable and merciful, who, knowing the judgment of God, that they might commit such things, are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasures in them that do them. Now here you is, you're sitting in front of the firing squad. And he says, would you have a final word to say? Instead of saying, Viva la France, you should be saying, Lord, forgive me. I do believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross, and I do believe he rose on the third day, died for me. Rose up. Send it unto heaven, sitting in the on the right hand with God right now. I believe, not in the name of Jesus Christ, you can shoot me. Because at that point, you made it at the 11th hour. Child of God, Christ forgiven, sins forgiven, a mission accomplished. Good, bad, and different. Not this 40 virgins in a palace. You can have 40 virgins now. What you want is to live with Christ forever in paradise. If you're a gambler, you can't gamble with this. You can't gamble with this. The fix is in. The house is going to win. And if you bet against the King of Kings, you're going to lose. Well, I got through that with you. Thank you so much. Happy New Year. And we will be looking forward to improving our quality of life. You've been listening to Five Mics with your host, Reverend General Stovall. I hope you have been inspired and your mind has some energy to think upon. And do me a favor, get in touch with me. God bless you. Bye-bye.